Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun. Lo yiskar adam paalim b'Shabbos, lo yamar adam l'chaver liskar lo paalim. A person can't hire workers or even ask his friend to hire workers for him on Shabbos. Gemara explains that the Mishnah can't be teaching me that you can't ask a guy to hire workers for you, since we already know that amir la'akum shvus. Asking a guy to do anything that you can't do on Shabbos is asr midrabanan. The Mishnah must be teaching that only verbalizing the request for work is asr, but just saying hanirish etamri mila erev, be available to stand with me this evening, without mentioning work, is mutter, even though both parties understand that he's really trying to hire him to work. That's in line with Rabbi Shub ben Karcha, who, as Rabbi Yochanan explains, holds dibur asr, hear her mutter. Certain speech is asr on Shabbos, but thoughts are mutter. In this context, hear her lav kidibur dami. Thinking is not the same as speaking. Even though Rabbi Yochanan holds that b'kol makom mutter lahar chutz mi beis hamerchatz and beis hakisei, thinking Torah thoughts is mutter anywhere except for a bathhouse and bathroom, implying that hear kidibur dami, even thoughts are like words, that is only with regard to Torah thoughts in dirty places, because the pasuk says vayimachanecha kadosh, which means that there must be cleanliness wherever somebody has Torah thoughts. Second part of the pasuk, which says v'le'ir b'chayer v'sdavar, teaches that one cannot read Kriya Shema in front of a naked person, even a naked guy. Even though business-related words cannot be said on Shabbos, cheshbono shel mitzvah-related talk like tzedakah, communal matters, shiduchim for girls, arranging to teach children, can be spoken on Shabbos. That's based on the language of the pasuk that mimtso cheftzecha, one's own business can't be spoken about, but cheftze shemayim mutarim, the business of shemayim is mutar. Amar Avidom Shmuel, cheshbono shel melech v'shel mabekach mutar l'chash b'mishabbos. You're allowed to speak about calculations about things that are irrelevant to you, for example, speculating how much it would cost to build a house when you aren't building one, and things that no longer affect you, for example, discussing how much you spent on your house, or paid workers who have already been paid in full, where it's no longer relevant. Ein machshich en ala tchum l'schor l'polim l'avi peros. The Mishnah said that a person cannot go to the edge of tchum Shabbos for the purpose of hiring workers or bringing back fruits immediately after Shabbos, because we can't make weekday plans on Shabbos. The Braisa adds the story of a Chassid Echad who decided to never rebuild a breach in his fence, since the thought of doing so first occurred to him on Shabbos. He was rewarded with a caper tree from which he was able to support his family growing in that spot. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mutar la'adam lomar l'chaveiro l'krach ploni ani holich l'machar shem yesh b'ganin holich. A person can talk about his plans to go to a different city the next day, as long as he would be permitted to go there on Shabbos. For example, if the town isn't outside the Tchum, because there are huts along the way. The rule seems to be that anything that you can do on Shabbos, you can make plans on Shabbos to do after Shabbos. When the Mishnah forbids going to the Tchum to bring fruits after Shabbos, it must be speaking about peros ha-mechubarin, fruits that are still attached to the ground, which cannot be brought on Shabbos, and that's why it's also to make the plans for it, to do after Shabbos. When the Braisa forbids going to the Tchum to bring straw, it has to be talking about tivnasariya, smelly straw which can't be brought on Shabbos because it's a muktzah problem. When we permit planning for a mace, implying that if it weren't for a mace, we would forbid planning to get the types of things you would need for a mace, it could be talking about cutting shrouds, which is also asr to do on Shabbos. But for anything that's mutter to do on Shabbos, you're allowed to plan on Shabbos. The Mishnah said, Avol machshichu lishmar mevi peros biyado. A person could go to the edge of the Tchum to guard his fields, and then bring his fruits back immediately after Shabbos. The Gemara asks, how will we allow him to bring his fruits back immediately after Shabbos if he didn't say Avdalah yet? And we know that also Lodim Shiasa Chavatzov Kodim Shiavdil, it's also to take care of your own business before saying Avdalah. Gemara gives two possible answers. Bein Hagitos Shanu, it's speaking about the wine pressing season when wine is available out in the fields for him to make Havdalah on right after Shabbos. And the second answer is that maybe we assume, like the custom in Eretz Yisrael, that saying Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol is enough to permit doing Malacha after Shabbos. The Mishnah concluded with Abishol's rule. Kol Shani Zakai Ba'ami Raso, Rashi Ani L'Hach Shechalav. Anything that I can ask somebody else to do, I can go to the edge of the Tchum to prepare to do. The Gemara explains that everybody agrees you can go to the Tchum to guard your fruits, and you can also ask somebody who is in the same Tchum as your fruits to guard them for you. Abishol suggests that this is part of a larger rule, that anything you can ask somebody else to do for you after Shabbos, like mitzvah-related items, you can go to the Tchum yourself to do them right after Shabbos, that you'll be prepared to do them right after Shabbos. And that's the basic chazar of Shabbos Tavkuf Nun.